إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. We have a guest who is coming. We have a guest who is coming very shortly. We have a guest who visits us every year. And as whenever we have a guest who comes to our homes, we bring out our best crockery. We bring out our best dishes. We clean the home especially. We perfume the home and put a nice fragrance especially. In the same way, as we greet a guest that we love, the great guest of Ramadan is approaching us. And we must prepare ourselves for this guest. We must prepare ourselves for this guest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات عد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Verily, the Muslim men and women, the believing men and women, the men and women who are obedient to Allah, the men and women who are truthful in their speech and deeds, the men and women who are patient, the men and women who are humble before their Lord, the men and women who give charity, the men and women who fast, the men and women who fast, and the men and women who guard their chastity, and the men and women who remember Allah much, Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, and we should reflect upon this statement, let not the day that you fast and the day that you do not fast be equal. There has to be a change. There has to be a difference. Not just that your stomach rumbles, not just that you feel tired, but there's a difference in the way you live your life. The behavior aspect in Ramadan is crucial. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in another hadith, has said, إذا دخل رمضان وفتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبواب جهنم وسلسلة الشياطين. When the month of Ramadan begins, the doors of paradise are opened and the doors of hell are closed and the shayateen are chained. Furthermore, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, the fasting and the holy book will intercede on behalf of the servant. The fast will say, my Lord, I prevented him from food and his desires during the day, so accept my intercession. And the Quran will say, I prevented him from sleep at night when we pray the Taraweeh, so accept my intercession. Furthermore, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, he who observed the fast of Ramadan, man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. He who observed the fast of Ramadan, was patient in Ramadan, with a belief and seeking reward in the hereafter, his minor sins that he has committed previously will be forgiven. And finally, the hadith I will mention, to observe, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to observe the fast is to hold a shield. And when one amongst you observes a fast any day, he should neither speak evil nor revile another person. And if anyone abuses him or fights him, he should say, I am fasting. In Ramadan, we must have an objective. In Ramadan, we must have specific aims. Even if it is your first Ramadan, maybe it's your 30th Ramadan, maybe it's your 15th Ramadan. You do not have any guarantee whether you will see Ramadan again. Can those people at the back try to move forward because there are many people trying to come in? We do not know what Ramadan we will see. The first objective of Ramadan is for us to gain taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you as it has been prescribed upon those before you, so that you may attain taqwa. The second lesson is to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can do this by reflecting upon the Qur'an during the night and the day, attending the Taraweeh Salah, remembering Allah and sitting in circles of knowledge to increase our knowledge. Those who can make i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan should try to plan now. Shall I take my time off work so I can sit in seclusion and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And if you can plan for Umrah, plan for Umrah. The third thing is that we should acquire patience and strong will. We are living in a society, in an era, in a century when patience is not something spoken about. When people don't have patience, their arms go up in the air. Whenever you want to do something, you do it. The strong will element doesn't exist anymore. Allah has mentioned patience more than 70 times in the Quran and has commanded patience in more than 16 ways in His wonderful book, the Quran. So when one fasts and gives up one's food and drink and one's intimate relations for those hours, he learns control, he learns discipline, he learns focus, he learns how to achieve an objective. For I have said before, our Islam is not a lip service Islam. Our Islam is an Islam of action. We are a nation where the heavens have revealed to us a book. We are a nation that has a history that began with Adam alayhi salam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu has said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that all of the actions of the son of Adam are for him except for fasting. For it is for me and I will recompense it. That Allah said this. Fasting is a shield, and when it is the day when one of you fasts, then let him not speak indecently or argue. And if anyone abuses or seeks to fight him, then let him say, I am fasting. By him in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The smell coming from the mouth of the fasting person is better with Allah than the smell of musk. For the fasting person, there are two times of joy. He will become happy and you will experience this yourselves. When he breaks his fast, he is happy at the time of iftar. And inshallah ta'ala, when he meets his Lord, he is happy due to his fasting. This ummah needs men and women that are strong-willed and control themselves in speech and action. Those who can stand upon the sunnah and the book of Allah firmly. The fourth lesson that we should try to acquire in this one wonderful month of Ramadan is ihsan and sabr and ikhlas. Ihsan means to worship Allah as if one sees Him. For if one does not see Him, indeed Allah sees you. Hassan al-Basri, a very famous scholar, said, by Allah, in the last 20 years, I have not said a word, or taken something with my hand, or refrained to take something with my hand, or step forward, or step back, except I've asked myself a question. Is this action pleasing to Allah? So when one is fasting, one should gain the quality of watching oneself. We live in an era when privacy, and this is my private time, or this is my space, don't interfere with me. Where teenagers tell their mothers, stay, this is my time and this is my privacy. When individuals lock themselves up in their rooms and with their internet connections, where we think we have privacy, we don't have privacy. For the angels are on our shoulders. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singled out fasting. Fasting is for me and I will reward it. When one is praying or giving charity or making tawaf around the Kaaba, people can see this. So one might do the action seeking the praise of the people. And we must avoid this. Sufyan al-Thawri used to spend the nights and the days crying. A very famous scholar used to spend the nights and the days crying. And people used to ask him, why do you cry? Is it due to the fear of Allah? He said, no. They said, it is due to the fear of the hellfire. He said, no. It is due to the fear of Allah. It is not due to the fear of Allah that makes me cry. What makes me cry is that I have been worshipping Allah all these years and doing so much teaching and learning, but I am not certain that my intentions are purely for Allah. We have to dig deep. We have to scratch the surface and ask ourselves, I am doing this for Allah, and I will only do this for Allah, and I turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we remain sincere in our actions. Fifthly, refinement of manners, especially those related to being truthful and discharging trusts. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever does not abandon falsehood in word and action, then Allah the Mighty and Majestic has no need that he should leave his food and drink. If you still lie, if you still exaggerate, if you are still not fulfilling your trusts, Allah does not need you just to have an empty stomach. Ramadan is a mental change, a physical change, a change in your sleeping pattern, a change in your worship pattern. It's a change in the way you deal with your children, with your wife, with your brothers, with your colleagues, with your friends. The Prophet ﷺ said, it may be that a fasting person attains nothing, but hunger and thirst from his fast. May Allah protect us from this. And remember, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I was sent to perfect good manners. And we must check ourselves. Are we following the behavior of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do we give salam to those people we know or we don't know, for example? Do we always tell the truth and avoid lying? Are we trying to find out what is the way to do things according to the sunnah? Or do we just carry on in our daily routine, chugging along? Sixthly, that we must understand that Ramadan is a time for us to change and improve. That this is a period for us to improve. Like people try to improve their status in their workplace. They try to improve their salary. They try to improve their academic qualifications. They try to improve their health. We have to try to improve our iman. Seventhly, we should try and be more charitable and spend more in the way of Allah. The most charitable amongst the people. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most charitable amongst the people. And he used to give more so in the month of Ramadan. When Jibreel used to meet him on every night of Ramadan till the end of the month, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite the Quran to Jibreel alayhi salam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who gives food for a fasting person, and I recommend all of this to all of you, he who gives food for a fasting person to break his fast, he will receive the same reward as him without anything being reduced from the fasting person's reward. If you know a neighbor, if you know somebody who is not particularly wealthy, or even if they are wealthy, encourage invitations. Encourage bringing them to your house and for them to open the fast with you. But particularly the weak and the needy. The ninth lesson, that we learn discipline as I mentioned before, and that there is a system, that we follow this system, that we do not break our fast before the time and we do not start our fast after the time. That there is a system that we follow and we discipline ourselves according to it. And tenthly, before I close this part of the khutbah, is to teach the young to worship Allah. It was the practice in Medina that during the fast of Ashura that the parents would get the children to fast with them. And when the children would become hungry or they would remember food, the parents would distract them with toys. So it is important to encourage the children to fast if they want to. However, the aim being that as they grow up, that fasting is not something unusual to them. You cannot expect a child who has never been told about fasting and suddenly they become mature and now they have to fast. No. This is a form of training that we should encourage our children to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand the points that I have mentioned before I go into the second part of this khutbah inshaAllah ta'ala. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'ir al-mu'mineen. Astaghfirullah inna ghafuru rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه إلى يوم الدين. In Islam we have a very important aspect, which is part and parcel of our faith. In Islam we have something which brings humans together. Again, in a time when everybody is individualistic, Islam has brotherhood, Islam has sisterhood. In Ramadan, you feel this brotherhood and sisterhood. When people come together to eat together, when people invite each other in this time period. Remember the story of Cain and Abel and the brothers of Yusuf. This was a relationship of blood between these people. They were brothers, yet it was not a relationship of goodness. However, if the basis of the relationship is to please Allah, and that you love each other for the sake of Allah, and that you befriend somebody for the sake of Allah, there's barakah and blessings in that relationship. And it is because of the deen of Islam that we sit here today. It is because of all our different backgrounds and our languages and our different colors that we sit here together and Allah brings our hearts together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ and He has united the believers. And if they had spent all that is in the earth, you would not have united their hearts, but Allah has united them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran, وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. There's a verse in the Quran where Allah says, hold on to the rope of Allah together. Remember Allah's favor upon you, for you were enemies, and He joined your hearts together as Muslims. This kind of brotherhood is not a theoretical brotherhood. This kind of brotherhood is not just Ya Akhi upon my tongue. This is a brotherhood of action. This is a brotherhood of outreaching to your neighbor and to your friends. ask ourselves, are we merciful to our brothers or other sisters? Are we merciful amongst ourselves and kind to our neighbors? As you see today, we have a function for the new Muslims upon the border over here. For many of these new Muslims, it might be their first Ramadan. They will need help and encouragement. We need to use this opportunity. We need to ask ourselves, when is the last time I gave da'wah to somebody? When is the last time I explained to somebody who Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is? When did I rectify somebody's ideas of Islam and all the incorrect impressions given in the media? For the da'wah falls upon our shoulders. For the da'wah is a responsibility to us. For there will be no prophet after us, after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have this obligation to carry on this message. Once a person has become a Muslim, and we have found this in the West for those people, or even in other parts of the world, they become a Muslim. Yes, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu Muhammad Rasulullah. But that, it doesn't finish there. To the new Muslims here, and to the born Muslims here, the fight with Shaytan continues. The fight continues. For example, if somebody becomes a Muslim, it's not that he has now entered and that's it. No, he needs to be looked after. He needs to be taught. He needs to be educated. He needs to be outreached to. You need to develop a relationship. Like the Muhajirin and the Ansar, look at the sacrifices they made. Look what the Sahaba did for the sacrifices. And they were human beings and they were the best of mankind. Where anything a person had would say, take what you want to his brotherhood, migrated from Mecca. So this feeling of brotherhood should come close in the month of Ramadan. People, particularly who have left kufr, who have left a deen of a shahwat, who have left darkness to come to light, who will say face many, many problems and issues. Maybe his wife or his husband or her husband is not a Muslim. Maybe the parents, maybe they have children. We have to consider these factors and we have to help them and support them, because now you, as a Muslim, you have now become their family. Now you have become their brother. Now you have become their uncle. Now you have become the one to advise them. Now you are the one to become their friend. We have to volunteer and come forwards, whether it's in places like here or in other areas, to find out, is there a new Muslim who knows Urdu? Is there a new Muslim who knows another language? Is there a new Muslim who knows English? I speak English. I should take my time and effort to teach them. There are other aspects that we must remember as well in our behavior during Ramadan. And one of these, like I said, it is connected to brotherhood, is some of the acts that we must say salam to each other. Afshus salam baynakum. Spread salam amongst yourselves. Make salam to the person you don't know. We live in a time when you may be going to the same masjid for years, yet the people will not say salam. Extend your hand, say salam amongst yourselves. When you're invited to go for the invitation for opening your fast. When any of your brothers or your friends seek your advice, advise them sincerely. When they sneeze, respond to their sneeze. When they are ill, visit them when they are ill. And when they die, for this is the reality, for when they die, follow their grave. إنما المؤمنون إخوة. The believers are nothing but brothers. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, "You will not enter Jannah. You will not enter Paradise until you believe, and you will not have true belief until you love one another." But our iman, when it is strong, but our iman, when we are closer to Allah, we will find it easier to do these actions, to befriend somebody and to extend our hands. I urge all of you, inshallah ta'ala, as I close this khutbah, to remember that Ramadan has many lessons for us to learn individually that I've covered, and also for us to extend our hands to the new Muslims, or to a Muslim who has not been practicing Islam and has now decided to fast in the month of Ramadan. We ask us all to revive this brotherhood amongst ourselves. We ask you to revive this responsibility that's been placed upon us, and that inshallah ta'ala this will bring us closer to him, and that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our sins, and this Ramadan be a productive Ramadan, a Ramadan which is a life-changing experience, one that we become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ربنا لا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Can you try and please move forwards? Inshallah, so everybody can fit in. Aqim as-salah, inshallah.